My name is Anouk Millet, and I'm on the phone with Lise Millette, president of the Fédération Professionnelle des Journalistes du Québec since February 2015. The Federation recently issued a statement on unacceptable attacks on journalists during the ongoing protest against austerity. She's joining us today to talk about this issue. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Madame Millet.
I want to start with asking you to tell us more about the violences against journalists in the past protests.
Yeah, this is a very important, especially this year, because, a few months ago, there were an attack at Charlie Hebdo in Paris, and mm-hmm. this attack was an assault with worldwide implication of freedom of the press and expression. And what we see actually with the protesters, and maybe the police too, is that even on those manifestations, we saw the same kind of violence against the freedom of expression and the freedom of the press. So that's why we were very concerned about the aggression that journalists were victims in the beginning of the strike, not only because of the protester, but also because of the police. We noticed, and we had some journalists who called us to make reports about what they feel, what they see, and mm-hmm. what they were victim of on the street.
Do you have some concrete examples of what happened in those protests?
Some photographs were pushed down. Some tried to steal material. Some people tried to, take cameras. Police also refused to recognize the ID card of journalists. Journalists wow. received kicks. It was very difficult sometimes to get in touch with protesters because they don't want the press to be there. Sometimes they just put their hands in the camera, not permit to journalists to take some images. Mm-hmm. So it was really hard because, journalists are in the crossfire. They are not protesters. They are not police. They just between each part and just try to do their work. So it's you are not welcome from the protester, you're not welcome from the police, so you're in the middle of the fire on both sides. It's not always easy to cover up some manifestation like that. The journalists are only witness of the event. They are not part of the event. Yeah. They try to report what they see, what they hear. So when you cannot make your work, this is a kind of, you don't have the freedom of the press. Mm-hmm. You can do your work, you can report. And journalists, as I said, is not a part of the conflict.
Mm-hmm. How do you explain such a brutal responses from both like police and protesters?
I think, this is a polarized. They are against us or they are with us, mm-hmm. and it's no nuance. There's no shades. It's hard because and we know this kind of conflict and this kind of manifestation. People just want to express their ways, express their voices, and that's correct. As journalists, the freedom of the press is linked to the freedom of expression. So we are very sensitive to the right to express themselves and the right to go on strike or the right to go on manifestation. Mm-hmm. And maybe people don't want to be identified through the media. Maybe it's a part of the answer. Maybe some people just believe that the media have their own position, and the ethical value of journalism is to involve yourself into conflict. So journalists don't have to put on the front their own position. They are witnesses. Yeah. But maybe sometimes for even protester, even from police, maybe what is journalism is not maybe understand by different sides. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's a misunderstanding? Do you think police, for example, would prevent some journalists to cover some events because of a misunderstanding?
I think, police have their own agenda, and they have to. We can understand in a certain ways that they want to keep a certain order. But mm-hmm. on the other hand, the journalists who went to the manifestation understand, and we won't suggest to journalists to do not respect the laws, but the police should respect also the freedom of the press. And when a journalist shows an ID card, he should be recognized as journalist. You know, journalists have the kind of obligation to exercise their profession openly by always identifying themselves as journalists. You know, they have to gather information by establishing their journalist method, and these methods can can go further if you ask journalists not to shoot, not to take images, told them to go away. This is very difficult.
Yeah. So you understand it as a very attack, very much an attack to the freedom of expression and freedom of speech and of press in general.
Yes, and that's why we suggested to all journalists assaulted to, you know, file a complaint or notify the Federation. I'm in touch with the STVM, in the COBP manifestation, about this especially event when they just do not recognize ID card. I know there was a lot of journalists from Agence QMI, but also Vice, some other journalists who have difficulties to be recognized, and just keep us on the loop, get in touch with us. And we also see some journalists who decided when they go cover manifestation, you know, to get together, no regard to the competition against, for example, the Canadian press, La Presse, Agence QMI, and just to cover together to kind of protect themselves, just to, you know, don't get in touch or don't been kicked or something like that for security of the photographs. Because, you know, when you are photographing, you put your eyes in the camera, you can look backside. And so it's a kind of security. And that is more important that we can freely cover the manifestation than cover or respect the competition between one media to another. This solidarity must exist between journalists too.
I was just wondering, I know you're president of the FPJQ since only February, but can you draw some parallels between the events of spring 2012 and today in terms of violence against journalists, or like any advancement since then, or has it changed at all?
We try to note every time photographs, reporters, journalists was victim to get in touch with us. We put a kind of release on our website with some case that people accept to go, you know, not on tape but visible with those cases. Mm-hmm. We note at least 15 to 20 case who accept to the Federation talk about it, but if I just looking at the bureau where I am in QMI agency, I know photograph was assaulted or just, you know, put their hands on the camera and they do not officially report it. And it is not only in Montreal, there are cases also in Quebec City. But, you know, for any people, even not only journalists, but also for the citizen journalists, also for protesters, you know, don't accept this kind of violence. If you are a victim, you must complain.
Definitely. Thank you very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.